We've talked about structured logging before on the ASP.NET Monsters, but today let's see how we can hook it up to Application Insights. Let's mash on that. Hi everybody, and welcome to another episode of the ASP.NET Monsters. In today's episode, we're going to take a look at some structured logging. So I think we did an episode on this before.
Yeah, this is one of our earlier episodes, I
Yeah, so
think.
we talked about the magic and wonder that is Serilog. And of course, as he always does, Fowler was watching our videos and was like, oh, we should change the entirety of ASP.NET logging so it does what these ASP.NET monsters have been talking about. Just stealing our ideas, but that's okay.
That's definitely exactly how this happened.
We like it when he takes our ideas. I mean, a lot of our stuff just goes over his head, but that's a short joke. Okay, we'll roll on. So, Dave Fowler was talking about structured logging, and the idea behind structured logging is that instead of just sending the log message that you have out to whatever your log consumer is, what you want to do is you want to send like the log message and all of the parameters that you would normally put inside of a string in your log message and send them separately so that you can do things like, hey, give me all the log messages that had a parameter called username and filter the username for the name Bob, which would probably be easy to do if you set like a non-structured logging system until you had to deal with all the users called Bobette and Bobina and Robbie and all these other things that have Bob as a substring of them. So with structured logging, you can kind of pull all of that out and do your queries in a more intelligent fashion. So this was the Twitter feed that David was talking through structured logging. And as it turns out, the logging stuff that's already built into the ASP.NET Core framework is all structured logging anyway. So, you know, anything that you do on top of that means that you're just taking more advantage of what's already in there. So let's go take a look at how I went and set this up, the structured logging up, in a brand new ASP.NET project. So this is a fairly basic project here. So what I needed to do was I needed to take the logging that we had right now that is just kind of logging out to the console or to a file. I wanted to use Serilog for my logging because I really like Serilog and it has a bunch of advantages over just the plain logging. It has a lot more syncs and places you can send the logs to. And it has GetSeek, which is a fantastic little log searching tool. So you can send your logs out to there, and it's a log aggregator in much the same way as you would see with like log entries or Sumo Logic or even Application Insights. So it's just another tool like that, and you can run that one on-premise, no problem. But it's kind of designed to work with Serilog, so it's got some really nice tight integration. So what I wanted to do was take the standard log output, run it through Serilog, and then run that through Application Insights. So Serilog is just acting as an intermediary, the same way that you might have done in the past with Log4Net or Nlog, and Serilog is just going to be my middle ground. So in order to get this to work, I installed a couple of handy packages. So this was great because it turns out that all of the stuff that I needed to do was already built, and it was just a question of wiring it up. So there's two packages that I added here at the top level. So the first one of them is Serilog Extensions Logging. So this is the thing that hooks up the normal log stream in ASP.NET Core to Serilog. So that means I can now add a Serilog like output for the logging framework, and then I can use Serilog to send to a variety of different syncs. So a sync is a place that the logs get sent to. So if we take a look at our package manager console here, and I do install packages serilog.sync, let me just do a tab complete there. So there's a bunch of places here. I don't think this is a complete list that you can log to. So console is a fairly typical one. You can log to log entries.
Elasticsearch, that's kind of interesting.
Which I mentioned. So Elasticsearch is probably that Elk Stack, which is Elasticsearch, Logstash, and Kibana.
Right.
What else have we got here? You can log out to Splunk. There's a Glimpse plugin. I guess that would kind of show up in your Glimpse console. You can, of course, send it to multiple places. So if you need to send it to Glimpse and to Splunk, then you could. That's not a big deal. What else is in here? This one's a fun one. There's an nlog sync here. So if you have something where you're looking to have your nlog files outputted still in nlog format, and you have like an already pre-existing nlog infrastructure, you can still use structured logging, and Serilog will take care of kind of converting it into non-structured logging that nlog will understand. And then Seek, which I mentioned too. So anyway, lots of options here for outputting stuff. Let's see, Sumo Logic. Sumo Logic, you're missing. Get on top of this. So that's the first package. And then the second package was the sync that takes us to Application Insights. So this ended up being pretty easy to wire up. I started by kind of right-clicking here and going Application Insights, and it's gone now because I already clicked it, but there's a thing here called Add Application Insights, and that doesn't do a whole lot. It's going to go and pull out your instrumentation key here and slap it in your app settings file here. So this is the key that comes from the portal. So when you go and you set up an Application Insights, this is generated. So this is how Application Insights knows who is sending logs to it. And then in the program.cs, we use Application Insights here. And then in the startup, we're going to add the Application Insights telemetry here in our services. And a little bit further down here, I'm going to set up my Serilog logger. So I'm going to do a new log configuration. So this is the same as just setting up a new logger. I'm going to set the minimum level to debug on this one. So again, this is, you can set it to a variety of different levels, and this is just a filter. I'm going to enrich from the log context. So this is really cool. Serilog is a concept of enrichers, and I'm just adding the kind of default ASP.NET one here. So this is going to pull in all sorts of information just for free, like what the name of the user was that was calling this, where the request came from geographically, that sort of information, and it'll decorate our log messages with that. So that's available to us once we get to Application Insights. Then I'm going to write it to the Application Insights event sync, and I'm just going to go up and ask my configuration for that very simple key value there. So yeah, I could option pattern this, but I'm not going to. Then I'm going to go and create the logger. And now that we have that set up, I can hook up the ASP.NET logging to use that Serilog or output. So you can see this log factory here. We use it in a couple of places. So we've added the debug out here, and we're going to add our console output out here. So this is, these two kind of come built in, and this stuff we added. And then I'm just going to throw a couple of messages at it here so that we can see that it is in fact working. So I'm going to go and start this up real quick. And maybe actually what I will also do, and this is a midstream demo change here. Let's go to our home controller.
Risky business.
Yeah. And on the index here, let's pull in an I. Sorry, not on the index. On the constructor. Wait for my computer to catch up with my typing. iLogger. One. Microsoft Extensions Logging. And then I'll give this Home Controller. Angle bracket is in the right place. Oh, it's still not in the right place. Latency. Declare field off of that. All right, and then in this index here, we'll just logger dot. Oh, I don't know. Pick a log level. What do we like? Warning. Warning is a good one.
Sure.
There we go. so we will log that out.
Need a log warning or log level shocking.
Yes. I think you can write your own custom log levels. I wouldn't be surprised if these these are extension methods. I actually ran into this today trying to mock these out.
Not so easy, eh?
With them. Yeah, because they're of course extension methods. Okay, so in theory that should kind of work. Let's give it a shot and see what I've broken, what I've failed to put into there.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna work.
Yeah. We never have any demo fails here. Alright, so let me run over here to this. I'll let that run up in the background here. So this is the application insight stuff that I have in the portal. So I just went to application insights and then I had stood up a new thing here called structured logging. And I apparently have like a million instances of application insights. So I never cleaned them up. All right. And then in here, we should start to see kind of some data being pulled in here. I ran this a few minutes ago, so we have some information that we can see back already. So this is nice because this is not even like logging information that we're interested in. This is performance metrics. So this gives us an idea that the page view load time is 25 seconds, which is, I think, that's really good, right?
I think so, yeah. They told us ASP.NET Core was going to be fast, so it's good to see that that happened.
So this might be my computer, this might be initial startup time, so not necessarily.
Yeah, I think that's the initial warm-up of the whole site.
I think so. But it's cool because it shows me like some information right off the bat that I don't even have to worry about.
That's what you get when you say use application insights at the beginning of the
exactly. So
setting up the app.
It hooks into the pipeline and kind of instruments a bunch of stuff for you.
That's cool.
But let's see if we can go and find the log information that we pulled back. So the Serilog logger that I used is going to write to events. There is actually a separate one that you can use that writes to traces. I wasn't sure kind of which one to use, but events sounded better to me. So this little bit here, you can change this to Application Insights Traces, and it'll write out to traces instead of to events. Hmm. And this is a dump of a bunch of logs that we had already. So I'm going to try just refreshing this. And there is some latency with Application Insights. Some of it is because Application Insights caches the data before it sends it out. So what it's going to do is it's going to wait until you have a sufficient number of messages to make it worthwhile for it to send a transmission. So that can mean that if you start up your application and then stop it pretty quickly, you could miss some messages in there. But hopefully that's not going to be a big deal. And if it's really a concern to you, you can actually have you can actually flush Application Insights when you do your shutdown. So you can be guaranteed that all of your messages actually do make it out there. So give us a refresh here. Hopefully the latency is kicking. Okay, so 325. These timestamps are in UTC, so that's about right because it'll be a few minutes ago here. So let's see if we can find out some of the messages that we put in there. So we have here starting up logging for name. So that looks very familiar because that's what we put in right here. So this was using a structured log message here. So I'm doing starting up logging for name, and I've asked Serilog to substitute in for the name parameter the namespace of the startup class. So it should say whatever this namespace is, structured logging. And in fact, if we open up these custom dimensions here and scroll over, we can see a couple of different things here. So we have the message template. So this is what we put into our code. We have the rendered message. So this is going to be what gets built. You can see we get set up looking for structured logging. And we can see also that we've extracted the name parameter. Our name is not a good value to put in here. But so that's actually pulled out as a whole separate thing. So it means that I could filter just for name equals structured logging, and that would really cut down the amount of noise that I have in my file here. So this becomes important if you're generating a lot of log messages. I was on a project where we were generating, I think we we did about 20 gigabytes of logs a day. It wasn't like a huge system, but having structured logging in there would have made this a lot easier because we would have been able to filter a lot more cleanly to find exactly what we were looking for. And if we take a look at some of these other messages in here, we can actually see the structured logging at play in the ASP.NET framework.
Yeah, I was just looking at the executing action method, action name, returned result, action result, and it's actually using the structured.
Yeah, so let's scroll over and see what that actually looks like when it gets inflated. So executing action method, yeah, the index here, so this gives us a really nice view of what's getting executed,
Return view result.
and what got returned. So
So I
we've
guess
got
it's
a,
just telling us the type, but that's still useful.
yeah, I think that's probably the best you can do. You probably could like put the entire output there, but that would get very, very large very quickly.
Yeah, for sure. Cool.
But this is super cool, and we can filter based on a number of different parameters. In fact, some of the cool stuff is if we scroll all the way over here, some of these columns that we just kind of get for free out of this, which are freaky. So
But he's gonna know where you live, Simon.
yeah, look at that. People know where I live. Oh, know my IP address too. I'm pretty sure my IP address isn't ended at 0, so it's probably only partially. That's probably masked in some way. But yeah, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And you can in fact see here even Indus. So this is the name of the computer that I use,
Oh, crazy.
because all my computers are named after rivers. But that's crazy.
What does the charts tab do? Dying to know.
So the charts tab, we could probably run some like aggregate queries here. Probably just by default, this is going to be boring. We'll do a whole episode on what this looks like. Do you want to continue? Sure!
Why not?
What's the worst that could happen? As we just hear my Azure bill ticking up in the background here. So this is kind of giving an item count here. This is not very useful, but if you needed to do some aggregate queries against your logs, you could come up with some cooler stuff in here. So we'll come back and
Neat.
revisit this once I've actually figured out the query language that's used in here and come up with something better than that. Average. What we're
Average of what?
averaging, I have no idea. Sure. So, ill-advised queries 101 is what we're teaching here.
That's what we're here for.
Yep.
Pretty charts, though. That's
Yeah,
great.
it's
Thanks,
definitely
Simon.
like management approved. All right, no problem. So hopefully that's of some use to people, and if you liked it, let us know. If you hated it, let us know, but we'll be sad. We're always a little bit sad inside. So like, comment, and share, and if you have questions or anything, write them down below. If we read your question on air and answer it, we'll send you a handy dandy monster sticker, which I happen to have. Oh, you have one too. All right. You were way quicker at that than me.
I happen to have one here on my book.
Great. All right, so we'll see everybody next time on the ASP.NET Monsters. Bye.
Bye.